Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you tired of relying on noisy, bulky fans to cool you down on hot days? Then look no further than the Deluxe Cool. Its revolutionary design cools you off without the usual noise. Unlike typical rotating fans, the Deluxe Cool fan uses vibrations to move a single blade to push air. And we're proud to say that it's now the quietest fan on the market. Now's the time to buy, as we are offering a special discount when you type in the code DELUXE at online checkout.
Number 71. What product is being advertised? Number 72. Why is the company proud of the product? Number 73. How can the listeners receive a discount? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
This is an update for all dining room staff. Next month, we're going to stop handing out printed menus to customers. Instead, we will place a sign with a QR code on each table. Customers can scan the code with their smartphones to open a digital menu. The owners feel that scanned menus are more environmentally friendly and will use less paper. Now, we know that not all customers will be familiar with this process. Please be sure to help any customers who need assistance.
Number 74. Where does the talk most likely take place? Number 75. According to the speaker, why is a change being made? Number 76. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to start this meeting by sharing the results of the promotional campaign we ran last quarter for our new line of bottled juices and teas. As you know, Claudia was the one who suggested advertising our products on popular social media channels. And you all put that plan into action. As a result of this campaign, awareness of our brand among younger consumers is up by 30%. Because of this success, we're going to be able to reward each of you with a bonus that's a percentage of your base salary. You'll see it in your June 3rd paycheck.
Number 77. What does the speaker's company sell? Number 78. What did Claudia suggest doing? Number 79. What will the listeners receive on June 3rd? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following instructions.
We'd like to welcome you to our archive of ancient manuscripts. Given the delicate condition of the items in our archive, we have a specific protocol that you must follow to protect the material as you conduct your research. Please store all personal belongings in the large filing cabinet against that wall. After you do, I will be distributing gloves that must be worn at all times. Finally, at noon, we'll be breaking for lunch. See you all in the cafeteria. It's on the first floor of this building.
Number 80. Why do the listeners have to follow a protocol? Number 81. Where should the listeners place their belongings? Number 82. What information does the speaker provide about the cafeteria? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Raya calling from Top Rack Editing Services. I wanted to let you know that the copy editor has completed reviewing the draft of your manuscript, and it's now with the proofreader. When the final copy of the manuscript is ready, you will receive an automatic email notification from the cloud management system. By the way, you requested that the manuscript be ready within 7 days. We guarantee a turnaround time of 10 days.
Number 83. What type of business does the speaker work for? Number 84. According to the speaker, what will the listener receive by email? Number 85. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"We guarantee a turnaround time of 10 days"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following podcast.
Welcome to the Forestry Today podcast, a show about managing the health of trees and the productivity of woodlands. Today's guest is Jessica Williams, who works as a consulting forester for landowners. I was chatting with Jessica before the show about her work, and she said that one benefit of her job is she gets to interact with many different landowners in her area and learn about their woodlands. I know many of my listeners are interested in careers in forestry, so I'll begin by asking Jessica about the education she needed to get started in her career.
Number 86. What is the podcast about? Number 87. What job benefit does Jessica Williams mention? Number 88. What will the speaker ask Jessica Williams about? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, and welcome aboard the Winding Creek Express. In just a few moments, our scenic train ride will begin. We'll be traveling 60 kilometers from the pine forests of Winding Creek to the coastal town of Wendell Shores. This route has been carrying cargo and passengers since 1885, and I'll tell you about its fascinating history along the way. We were planning to stop for a hike to the Wendell Shores Lighthouse, but the path is too wet from last night's rain.
Number 89. Where is the announcement taking place? Number 90. What information does the speaker say he will provide? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
"The path is too wet from last night's rain"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following speech.
Thanks for coming to this press conference. We often have container ships lined up at the port waiting to be unloaded for several days. So today, the Port Authority is announcing a modernization plan to utilize more automation, including automated cranes and driverless vehicles, to speed up the unloading process. Whenever automation is introduced, employees become worried about being replaced by machines. But we'll always need workers here. And we're setting aside funds to offer career retraining programs for our dock workers. I've made a timeline for this modernization program. I'll distribute copies of it now.
Number 92. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"But we'll always need workers here"?
Number 94. What will the speaker do next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and floor map.
All right. Now that we've concluded the guided portion of our tour, you all have the remaining hour to explore the museum at your leisure. In the Klein Gallery, you'll find an assortment of classical sculptures. There's also a short film in the auditorium about local artist Matteo Rossi. I highly recommend it. And if anyone wants to grab a bite to eat, the cafe has an assortment of sandwiches, coffees, and pastries. We'll meet back at the entrance outside of the gift shop in 1 hour. From there, we'll go on to the next stop on our city tour.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. What does the speaker recommend? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Where will the listeners meet in 1 hour? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hello, Mr. Brown. You were referred to Brighter Smiles by your regular dentist. I see you've already checked in for your 11 a.m. appointment tomorrow. I'm calling to explain what will happen when you come in for your procedure. We'll start by doing some x-rays of your mouth, and then we'll use the digital scan to create your crown. We'll put in a temporary crown, and you'll come in for your follow-up appointment in 3 weeks. By the way, our parking area is being repaved this week, so I suggest you use the free street parking on Morrison Avenue.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which dentist will the listener see? Number 99. Why is the speaker calling? Number 100. What does the speaker recommend that the listener do? This is the end of the listening test.